This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. UC Health is launching a new program to help with staffing shortages by funding educational opportunities for employees. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
On a UC Health employee's first day, they're eligible for the Ascend Career Program, which will cover 100% of tuition for select clinical programs, high school diplomas, and English learning. David Maffey is UC Health's chief diversity officer.
The old adage was that you went to college so that you could get a good job. We're turning that on its head and saying, come work for UC Health so that you can get an education.
The move comes as health systems and workers face intense pressure and a record number of patients. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado could receive millions of dollars in federal grants to create jobs for plugging abandoned oil and gas wells. CPR's Miguel Otarola has the details.
The funding is from the bipartisan infrastructure bill and focuses on so-called orphaned wells, which can leak methane and other contaminants if they're not plugged. That includes 625 sites in Colorado, some of which need to be restored to their original state. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Construction to expand operation at the Evraz steel mill in Pueblo is about 15% done. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
When at full capacity, the new solar-powered plant is expected to process more than 1 billion pounds of steel annually into tens of millions of feet of rail for train tracks. The project's engineering manager, Robert Cook, says the largest building will cover more than 15 acres.
The main facility will produce rails up to 100 meters long.
Cook says they've got about 400 employees working on construction now and expect to double that number later this year. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Find more at CPR.org.